Hello, everyone. Tom McAvety. McAvety. I'm messing it up. Last time I did
That's
so
That's it.
Fine.
No, you nailed it. You nailed it.
Say it again. You say it, and then I'm going to say
McAvety.
It right after you. McAvety. Oh, I did. Okay.
Yeah, you did.
All right, attorney.
You did.
I was like, I messed it up. Attorney McAvety is joining us back, and he is so gracious with me and his name. We're going to have this nailed down. He is a friend, so this needs to be said. And he's coming back again to talk with us about some of the things that will help us relieve our debt as well as answer some bankruptcy questions. So last time he was on with us, he answered some really great questions, listener questions for us. This time he's going to share a little bit more about himself, and he's going to tell us about his book that he's written about bankruptcy. So before we do get into about his book, I want him to say hello to the This Needs to Be Said audience and tell us a little bit about himself to reintroduce himself to the This Needs to Be Said audience. Get my tongue together today, right?
I'm sorry?
I said I need to get my tongue together today, right? Just a little bit.
We did.
Okay, so I want you to tell the audience a little bit about yourself.
Oh, sure. Well, my name is Tom McAvety, as you know, and I'm a bankruptcy attorney in the Pacific Northwest area. I concentrated my practice in Oregon and Washington. We have offices in Seattle, Portland, Salem, and Vancouver, all out in the Pacific Northwest. I've been doing this for about 16 years, and for whatever reasons, I just love it. There's nothing I'd rather do than practice bankruptcy, which I know sounds a little bizarre,
okay,
but it's true. I love it.
Well, and then I think that helps a lot of people who come to you to feel good about this process, because bankruptcy could be a bad word or feel like it's a bad word and
right,
you know better. So
right,
someone like you can definitely help. Well, let's talk about your book.
So
let's tell us about that book you've written on bankruptcy.
Well, you know, it's funny. I never had any desire to be an author or write a book, so it didn't come from that. But I realized that, you know, there are a lot of us, if we want information, we'll just get on the line and just start talking to someone, and I understand that. That's the camp that I've often been in. But I know that there are certain subjects that I just don't feel comfortable calling someone about. I'd prefer to, you know, maybe read about it online or buy a book, to read about it a little bit, to put, you know, my toe in the water, I guess, before diving in. And I guess the frustration that I've always felt with some subjects is some subjects are really easy to research online. You know, you read an article or two and you're ready to go and decide whether it's something that you want to do or not. But what I find is bankruptcy, there's just so much conflicting information online and so many articles that, you know, maybe address, you know, a couple of issues, but don't really delve deep enough, or, you know, or there's conflicting articles, or, you know, it's kind of on point, but not really. So I just wanted to provide something for people who maybe weren't even comfortable with calling a bankruptcy firm yet. You know, that's just not where they are, but they still need the information. So I figured we'd just provide the information and just you know, leave it there.
Okay.
And if they want to follow up, they can. And if not, they still have the information they need.
And they feel empowered, because it's something about, you know, we go through school learning to be the smartest kid in the classroom, and then we call and we don't know any answers and we feel foolish because life happens.
Right.
So,
right.
Yeah, they are empowered. So tell us, what's the name of the book and where can people get a copy of it?
It's The Benefits of Bankruptcy in Oregon and Washington, and it's written specifically for people in Oregon and Washington.
Mm-hmm.
And although actually, you know, most of it would be on point for people in other states, but I wrote it for the Oregon and Washington reader in mind. And I guess there's a couple different ways you can get it. You can download it off of our website, which is probably the way that I would grab it. But we're also free to send on a free copy to anyone who asks, you know, with no obligation or charge. We'll just put one out and we'll put one in the mail right to you, and, you know, and leave it with you.
Okay, give that website real quick, and then we're going to go to our next question.
I'm sorry, I didn't hear that part.
Give your website and then we'll go to the next question.
Oh, yeah, that would be helpful, wouldn't it? It's, you know, it's www.nw, like Northwest, dr, like Dr., lf, like Larry Frank, .com. So nwdrlf.com, and there's information on the book right on the website.
Okay. Now, you started our interview off today talking about you love you working in as an attorney, bankruptcy attorney, and you wouldn't do anything else. What is it that you enjoy so much about practicing bankruptcy?
Well, I think you know what drew me to it originally is it's just nice to be in an area of law where every time, you know, almost, well, I would say no matter what, every time a client comes in to see us, you know, at the end of the day, they're better off having done so.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas some areas of the law, you can't always guarantee that kind of result. You know, you can do a great job in a divorce, but your client's life is still wrecked. And certainly that's true in criminal law, but in bankruptcy law, you know, almost every single time the client's immeasurably better off from having hired us. So that's a good feeling. And also I believe that everybody's entitled to second chances. I just believe that so strongly. I've been given, you know, a second or third chance in life, you know, on more than one occasion. And I just think that everyone deserves one.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that's what drew me in.
And you really get to help people. And I've heard some attorneys, not bankruptcy attorneys, say, I got into law because I wanted to help people, and the area that they went in wasn't what they thought it was going to be. You know, so you sound like you are able to help people do what you love, you know, practicing bankruptcy law as well as helping people get that second chance in their life. And so it really worked out for you. And some attorneys,
yeah, sure did.
maybe they just need to become bankruptcy attorneys too.
Well, I think some attorneys maybe just want to be attorneys. I don't think they necessarily like people all that much or.
Oh,
you know,
okay. Well, the truth
I
is out.
I can't even speak to it. Yeah, I think that's the truth for a lot of attorneys.
They didn't
like
say
to talk
that
to other
to me.
Attorneys. Yeah, yeah.
Uh-oh, the secret is out. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Let's talk about your firm, because there's a couple of things that I noticed. It's not just bankruptcy. You also mentioned debt relief. So let's talk about what your firm offers.
Well, we have a lot of clients that come to us just because they only have one creditor and they're getting sued, and we'll defend clients that are in that position where bankruptcy is just not a realistic option, but at the same time they need help with that one creditor. Also, we help people who are in a mess with their student loans, and boy, that's an ever increasing portion of this country.
Uh-huh.
People are just having student loan problems, and we're happy to step in to help people in that area. And I guess the final thing we do in debt relief is we help in foreclosure defense, where, you know, a creditor has started the foreclosure process, and our clients either need more time to work out leaving the property, or maybe they need some more time to work out staying in the property, but for whatever reasons, they need to, you know, deal with it on their terms, and we're happy to help out on that front as well.
Now, is this what makes it special in the Oregon and Washington area, or is there something else, the secret sauce?
That makes our firm special?
Yes.
I would say there's two. I would say what really makes our firm special is not me, but my staff. I think I just have some really great people working for me right now. But I would say that in terms of what we provide a couple things that I'm not aware of any firm that provides both of these things for sure. We do a payment plan with our clients that enables them to get a bankruptcy filed quickly and get under the protection of the bankruptcy code, and then pay the majority of their fees in installments after their case is filed.
Mm-hmm.
And I can't tell you how valuable that is to a lot of our clients who live from paycheck to paycheck or are getting garnished or whatever else. You know, they're often sent away by other firms that tell them, yeah, we'll file a bankruptcy for you, but you have to come up with $1,500, $2,000.
Mm-hmm.
you know, out of pocket in cash before we'll lift a finger for you. Well, you know, for most people, that's never going to happen. So we're happy to step up with something that's, you know, a little more tenable for people that are in trouble. I think also the other thing that we offer is we take a more holistic approach. We're not here to just eliminate the debt. You know,
mm-hmm.
once upon a time we were, but at a certain point, I realized that, you know, what our clients are really after is a chance at getting back in the financial mainstream, right? They're not just looking to eliminate debts. That's part of it. But the real goal
right.
is being able to participate like anyone else, you know, being able to get that car payment when they can afford to get that car payment, or be able to rent an apartment without fear that the landlord's going to turn them away because their credit rating
right.
is too low, you know, or, you know, when, you know, a married couple might be trying to get that first house and, you know, needs to be able to do so. So we started offering, I started paying a company to help our clients with repairing their credit scores once the bankruptcy is over, once it's done, in the hopes that they can get their credit score back up where it needs to be as quickly as possible. Now, they're not miracle workers. They don't clean up your credit score. I think that's a bit of a myth that even exists. What they do, though, is provide education and materials to help our clients build back as quickly as possible, you know, get the right cards, get the right accounts, conduct their payment history in a certain way, all that stuff that, you know, the experts have known for years, but, you know, the average person, you know, may not be aware of. They normally can get people back into the mid-700s in terms of the credit score within an 18-month time period after the bankruptcy. So if we can provide that, it's just a gift, I guess, to our clients. I think it makes our product an even stronger one.
I agree. I got one last question for you during our
sure.
time this month. Is when someone's shopping around for a bankruptcy attorney, what should they be looking for in a firm?
Boy, that's a tough question. I'd like to say us because of what we offer.
That's
but,
the right answer.
You know, yeah, that's the right answer. But, you know, at the same time, I think you need to be able to work with someone. If you come into an office and you, for whatever reasons, you know, no one's done anything wrong. It's not that there's anything wrong with the attorney or anything wrong with the client, but you just don't connect very well in that appointment, or don't feel like you're a priority to that attorney. It's probably time to find another one. You know, I'd have to say, you know, every once in a great while, I will meet with someone and just realize, you know, if this relationship continues, it's going to be a rocky one. And it's not because there's anything wrong with the client or there's anything wrong with me. It's just, you know, you're supposed to work with, I think, who you're supposed to work with.
Well, I want to say
thank
you.
I don't know that I explained that real well, but, you know. I
think we have a good start, and I can get some listener questions to move us next month if that was not clear. But I think you got us a good start in a direction. Definitely call you all in the Oregon and Washington area. But I think you did get us in the right direction of some things to consider as you're interviewing bankruptcy attorneys, and for them to pick up a copy of your book. That's going to help them feel a little more confident about asking questions or even approaching someone to talk about this area in their life, because they feel like they failed. You know, you feel like you messed up, and you can give them the confidence even through their book without having to talk to someone to
right.
allow them, you know, to feel, like I said in the beginning, to feel empowered about having this conversation, because it's a tough conversation. You know, you're grown. And
it is a tough one.
You're grown, and how could this have happened? But it's life, and it happens, and someone like you can help them feel confident in that. So thank you again for being here with us, and on next month you'll come back and join us for another conversation, answer some questions and things like that. But in the meantime, how can people get in touch with you outside of This Needs to Be Said?
I'm sorry, I didn't hear that last.
how can people get in touch with you outside of This Needs to Be Said?
Oh, absolutely. They can reach me at my email address at tom@nwrelief.com. And they can get me directly at our Portland number at 503-232-5303 or in Seattle at 206-674-4559. And we have a Vancouver and Salem phone number, but for the life of me, I can't remember them right now. But those two numbers will work for anyone.
Awesome. Well, thank you. And until next month, thank you, Tom.
Thanks so much for having me.